Bear Country 95.3, it's Tuesday, and we get our Montague Webworks website of the week from Patrick from Montague Webworks.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm good.
I understand that today's website of the week from Montague Webworks is another favorite called YouTube.com.
It is a favorite.
You know, the first video I saw on YouTube.com was of this, it was some sort of assembly. And it was an assembly, I believe, in Japan. It was an elementary school.
Okay.
And this kid came out, and they were doing some sort of talent show, and he did this, like, unbelievable dance. And you would think that the kid didn't have an arm in his body. It was a different type. It was some sort of Asian type of breakdancing that he was doing. And that was the video that introduced me to YouTube.
The first video that I ever watched on YouTube was of that silly dancing baby. Remember what TV show was that? Ally McBeal or whatever that was?
Yeah.
My wife was trying to tell me about the silly dancing baby, and I had no idea what it was. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I had been introduced to YouTube, and she was way, way above me on the curve. And I was totally blown away by the YouTube concept. And I think that there are millions and millions of people that spend just as much time navigating YouTube and using it as a resource, by the way. Because it's that thing when you're having the conversation with me and we just finished dinner and you're looking at me and you're like, oh, did you hear about the thing? And I'm like, no, I didn't hear about it. You go, oh, YouTube. And we watch it.
Right. Oh, did you see my favorite comedian on Letterman last night?
Right. Did you miss the Dane Cook episode yesterday? You got to see this. Mm-hmm. Boom. Mm-hmm. YouTube.
Yep.
And I know in my house, it's become almost ubiquitous with arguments between my wife and I. Because
it's the proof.
I could prove it to you. It's on YouTube.
Well, I know a lot of people will link to YouTube from their sites.
Yes.
And then, you know, a lot of people are just like going to YouTube and searching for what they want to find.
You know, hosting video on the internet is a pretty big deal.
Why?
Because it takes up a tremendous amount of file space and you need a lot of bandwidth to serve video.
And isn't there a lot of legal issues as well?
There are copyright potentials, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're creating something that's your own, the best place to put it so that other people can see it is YouTube.
Oh.
Which is why politicians, musicians that are on MySpace.com and other places that have their embedded YouTube videos of them playing their guitar and singing their song or whatever.
Right.
They get national exposure on the internet, and they don't have to pay for the infrastructure of actually hosting that content themselves.
Yeah.
And YouTube is directly embeddable. It has HTML code. So if you made a video and you wanted to put it on your simple website at home,
it's like they're paying the bill.
It's like they're paying the bill.
Oh.
And it's a great additional marketing and advertising tool that anybody can use.
Hmm.
And some of the content, just like any other user-generated site, some of the content is questionable, some of it's pretty lame,
right?
And some of it's very interesting.
Well, from what I understand, if somebody tries to put something questionable on there, it gets flagged pretty quick.
They do have a good internal filter process. They actually review each individual submission before it gets posted to the internet.
But there's an awful lot of videos of Yahoos of people jumping off of roofs into their swimming pools.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
YouTube. .com. All right, so what are your videos on YouTube.com? Yeah, you have anything on there yet?
I only have videos of the children.
Oh, videos of the children.
Videos of the children.
Well, you know, it's good to, you'll always have that now.
My sister-in-law is in the National Guard, and she's off at basic training. And we've been creating videos with Hello Auntie and putting them on YouTube, and we send her the URL in written form because she can't receive email currently. And then she's able to, when she has time to sit down, she can take that URL.
That is perfect.
See the kids and a little message from us. And
that is a perfect use of the website, if you ask me.
It's a great use.
YouTube.com is our Montague Webworks website of the week. Patrick from Montague Webworks. Have an awesome day.
Thanks, Kevin.